Prime Life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your Prime Life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever, up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out.
Have
fun.
5 minutes after
to the right
10 o'clock.
Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Is this real country music, Mr. Todd?
No, sir.
Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch joins us. I played the hottest country song in America.
Yeah, it might be in America today, but it, I don't know.
Is it what you came up
with?
No,
it's not what I came up with. A little while ago, you played it. I'm going to Jackson.
Yes, now that's the kind you play.
Yeah,
I
grew up on that, yeah. I was liking that riding in.
Well, I love the song Jackson.
Now, you didn't prove anything to me because when I was writing earlier, I heard you say that you could really break it down.
I can. Okay.
You said you could, and you did part of that. You said, to the left and to the right. You said,
I could, but you
haven't made a move yet for me. I mean,
Jerry, you don't want to see me dance. I can assure you. I have light hair and light eyes.
Yes.
And a lot of people think that's probably the best evidence of my whiteness.
Indiana.
Wait until you see me dance.
Oh, yes. I could imagine.
You will see much more evidence of whiteness.
Yes. I could imagine.
It is. It's a bad shade of white.
You would be a true Indianian then.
Jerry Todd's from the Kickback Ranch and Event Center down in Ada, Alabama.
Yeah. Some people say Raymer. I mean, it's got just a Raymer address. You know how we are in the country.
Oh, I know.
You know, everybody down there lives in the Hope Hall, but I don't live in Hope Hall.
Where do you live?
I live in Pentlala.
Your address is Hope Hall.
I live in Pentlala.
Because I used to live in Pentlala, and my address is
No. Time out. Now, when you lived north of the creek, you didn't live in Pentlala.
The creek touched my yard.
It's the boundary. I know it did. I've heard the story, but still, you didn't live in Pentlala. You lived in Hope Hall. You lived north of the creek. As 84.
Jerry.
Verify.
The Pentlala Creek touched my yard.
I know it did.
And when it flooded, it would come all the way up to the house.
That's right. That's right. And the wife would think, hey, we're living on the lake.
I told you that story, did I?
Yeah.
She looks out one day and she goes, I did not know we had a pond out here. Lived on a lake. I was like, I can do it now because I know she's not listening. Yeah. She's at BBS.
Oh, okay. Well, just you can talk about all you want to. Somebody is going to tell her.
The Kickback Ranch and Event Center, Jerry Todd's here to talk about it. This Sunday, they have a lunch and live gospel music.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
We just figured something for the community. We thought this Sunday would be a good time for us to kind of open things up and have a lunch for everybody. We're going to kick things off about 11:30. People getting out of church about that time. Different churches in our area, you know, they got it all figured out. You know, we're going to shut down at 11. This one's going to last till 12:30. So that way
they don't go to lunch places.
They don't crash the lunch places. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do it at 11:30, and people just come in, have lunch with us at the Kickback Ranch, and we've got the Southern Gentleman Band is going to come play. They're kind of a bluegrass gospel band. They're going to be there playing for us. And then there's going to be some other folks joining in singing as well. Richard Honnell and some other folks.
I thought this was for Dave's birthday.
It could be. We could have Dave a birthday cake, whatever he wanted to do.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is an amazing place. It's down in Ada or Raymer. It's right on the corner of 331 and
Union Academy. Yes.
Yeah. And it's easy to get into. If you bring your church bulletin, you guys are going to give them a little special something.
Yes, we'll give them some free ice cream. And we're going to throw some extra stuff in there. But, yeah, we're going to want people to bring their church bulletin. That way we know they went to church.
Well, I mean, if for no other reason, go to church and get some free ice cream.
That's right. And then just come enjoy the music. So we want everybody to come out and have a good Sunday morning with us.
But you know, they really needed to go to church when they put that spoon in the ice cream and the whole thing evaporates and melts.
Yeah.
Bubbles.
They need
You need two church bulletins,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you do. You need to go back for the Sunday service evening and Wednesday evening. Find one that'll have the evening service for them. But we've got a lot of other things
going on. Tell me what's going on at the Kickback Ranch. What all can they do now?
Man, we've been having all sorts of good things. We've had some weddings down there. We're having some different corporate events that have been coming into the Kickback, and we got some good things going to be taking place in September that we're going to be telling more about a little bit later on. But we got a guy by the name of Scott Schrober coming in, and he's one of the leading experts in cyber warfare. I mean, this man is really, I've heard him speak when I was in Tampa at a meeting down there, and he's been on CNN, he's been on Fox News. So he's coming in September, and we're having, you know, different law enforcement agencies going to come out and try to learn something from this guy. And also, we're going to have different sessions. We're going to have some sessions for just individuals, some of the older people in our community that are out there getting scammed, and he's going to come in and talk to them, what to look for, you know, what to be aware of out there this day and time.
How's the tiny house community going out there?
Really good. We got some permanent residents.
That's wonderful.
We had one come in yesterday on our RV section over there, going to be there for about a year, military people.
How about that?
So we've got some ladies, and they love it. They're hanging out together. They're going to the pool together. They ride around. They ride their dogs around the property on their golf carts. You know, they say they're exercising the dogs. I told her, I said, you got to let the dog off the golf cart for him to get any exercise. But anyway,
it's a really cool, unique place. It kind of functions like a vacation center, almost like a resort, almost like a retirement community. It's a big hybrid.
We've got a little bit of everything. We had our ribbon cutting ceremony with the Chamber of Commerce. They all came out.
Everybody, Chamber of Commerce went all the way to Ada.
The entire chamber came out. Yes.
To Ada, Alabama.
Yes, they did. They came out.
Did they get lost?
No, they didn't.
Did they wear their silk stockings? How did they do that?
They did. They wore their silk stockings. In fact, you know, the Convention Visitors Bureau came out, you know. They were out as well just to see what they were just totally blown away with everything that
we
had.
If people want more information, how do they find out more information about the Kickback Ranch and events?
Well, you can go to our website, you know, kickbackranch.net.
Okay.
And just go through our entire page. They can like us on Facebook. That's where we send a lot of our stuff, on Facebook. So if you like us on Facebook,
you're going to get updates.
You can update what we do. We serve lunch out there every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You can find out what we're serving on Wednesday. If you like it, come out and eat with us on Wednesday stuff, you know. So.
And people can, you say corporate events. So you could have, you know, if you've got 20, 25 employees, you want to have a party, you want to have a retreat for a day or two.
If you have 200 or 300 people, we could take care of that many. We've got a big event center there.
You can handle 300 people?
Yes, we can.
Wow.
Yes, we did. In fact, we did. One company came out with us, and they had 1,100.
How'd you do 1,100 people?
Really gently. A lot of shuffling. We had a lot of trailers. We had tractors hooked to our trailers. We haul them in on hay rides.
Really?
You know, we parked them, and we're bringing them in. Yes, Globus came out, and we had 1,100 for kind of a family, their family outing, family
okay.
day.
Wow.
That's what it was
a lot
on
fun.
A Saturday. We got five lakes out there, you know, so they were fishing. They had a little fishing tournament, you know. We had 200 truckers come from a certain trucking company. They came in the other day, had a big class out there, and they had a little fishing tournament.
How are you reaching these people and letting them know that you're available?
Just by word of mouth right
really?
Now.
Really?
Mainly, it's by word of mouth.
That's wonderful.
Know? People are hearing about it, and they call
or
us.
They go to an event, they say, we need to get our company out there.
Right. You know, the state has several events out there, you know, and so we've been really, really fortunate, and it's really rocking along pretty good.
I went under its previous iteration. I went out there, gosh, it's probably been 20 years ago now.
Has to be, yeah.
A guy actually on another radio station, Doug Amos, was in
right.
the cabin.
I know Doug really well.
Yeah, and we had a good time. I spent the whole weekend out there one time.
Well, that's you're great... supposed to come out since then.
I know, I know.
Jessica, I know you're in VBS, but...
Yeah.
I know what I've got to do. I got to make a phone call to Jessica.
See, you've known my wife since she was like two.
Yes, since she was a baby.
And so I need you to sell her on it.
I can sell her on it.
Yeah, I need you to sell her on it.
I can sell her on it. And you can either bring all the kids.
Yeah.
We got a room for you, Jessica, and all the kids together. Or you can come out and you and Jessica stay in one of the suites and stick the kids all in little cabins, you know, down through there.
Can we just... Like duct tape them to the wall at the house so that they don't have to feed them or take care of them anyway.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then just have a weekend away.
That you can just come hang out by yourself. You're not going to do that, but no, we'd love to have y'all come out.
Jerry, I love the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. I hear nothing but fantastic, positive things about it. This very Sunday, 11:30 to 3:30. That's July 28th. This Sunday, the Southern Gentleman Band will be out there. They got Sunday lunch, live gospel music. It's at 414 Union Academy Road, just the corner of 331 and Union Academy Road. It's on what? Several hundred acres.
No, we got 115 acres. 115
acres. It feels larger than that.
Yes, we got 115 acres right now.
Boy, it feels larger than that.
Yes, there's a lot of land around us.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
There's a lot of open land around us.
But you got a lot of ponds. You got a lot of.
We do. If you were to take a drone and go up, you could probably see about 15 ponds within a. Just in our little area, that little corner out there. Used to be some of the most famous ponds in the area. They were the Underwood Lakes back in the day. The Underwood family owned all of that property.
Okay.
In fact, that old store that's on the corner of our property was the Underwood store.
I did not
know. And it was a famous stop back in those days. As people were leaving Montgomery, headed to Florida, they would stop at the old Underwood store. And it was one of the only stops for probably 20 miles once you got out of town. You know,
what made you want to get into this business?
We were just.
You've had a long career doing other stuff. Why
events? I still announce rodeos. I'm still traveling. In fact, I'm leaving Monday, headed to Attica, New York. I have a rodeo up there next week, and then I go from there to like North Washington, Pennsylvania, which is right there around Butler.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna spend about
the big
three
town
weeks,
of Butler,
the Butler, Pennsylvania.
You know, people only know three towns in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh, Philly, and
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, yeah, maybe. Yeah, this is Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but you just used Butler as a landmark. You know, it's near Butler.
It is near Butler, though. I mean, I figured you might know where Butler... You know where Butler is where they made the very first Jeeps.
Well,
ever. I mean, Google it.
I believe you.
In fact, they have a big Jeep celebration every year, and everybody brings their Jeeps back. This is where they made the... That's where they manufactured them at.
Well, next time you talk to somebody, tell them it's north of Pittsburgh.
It is north of Pittsburgh.
There you go. Tell them it's north
of Pittsburgh. North of
Pittsburgh. Don't tell them it's near Butler.
Yeah, for sure.
It's 79 and 80. They all kind of run together up in there, you know, and it's right there on that little corner.
Tell them it's north of Pittsburgh.
That's just the way we in rodeo, you know, down there by that big old oak tree.
There's a lot of grapes growing up in that area up there.
There is. It's,
That surprised me when I was up there for the first time.
But then you get really up there into that New York area up in there in the wine country. That's really something.
Welch's grows a lot of their grapes up there.
Yes, beautiful country up in there. People say when you say you're going to New York, oh man, what do you want to go to New York for? You've never been to Western New York.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. I mean,
if you go an hour west and a little south of Buffalo, you're in some of the most beautiful land in the world.
This is where this is out. So this is south and a little bit east, because south and west you'd be like in a lake.
Yeah,
south and east.
Well,
you'd be
down
in Attica, New York.
Yes, yeah, but more south.
Yeah, the big prison there.
Attica.
First time I went to Attica.
Attica.
That's right. I went to Attica, and I pulled into town, and it's the first time I'd ever been to Attica. I pull into town, and I see this long line of traffic. It's just a little bitty town. It's not as big as Pentlala, hardly. And I see all this traffic. I said, man, what, do they got a traffic jam here in this little bitty community? And I said, everybody's wearing the same, you know, what's this? Everybody's wearing the... All the prison guards were making the shift change at this time, you know, so they were leaving work and others were going to work. So it was a pretty big jam up
there. Holy mackerel. I didn't know they had that many. In Alabama, it'd only be like four people. They only got like four guards in prison.
Yeah. Do you ever see the movie Attica?
I've not. That's not one. That's not on my.
That's where they the inmates first tried to take over the
although,
prison there.
Although the chant Attica,
yeah.
Apparently it is Al Pacino Day because that is from Dog Day Afternoon.
Let's go movie shopping again.
Tie it all together. Guys, get by the Kickback Ranch this Sunday, for Sunday brunch.
That's right.
They got a lunch and live gospel music from 11:30 to 3:30. Jerry Todd, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me at News Talk.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Thanks.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame.
Auburn House Wash. AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH, if you want to get in touch with Spencer Mann. I just talked to him the other day. I said, Spence, baby, how's the house wash business going? He said, man, I'm washing so many houses. I love your audience, Baron. He said, I love them. I'm extending. And he just extended. You know why? Because you guys, this audience, understands the value of what we do up here. You understand the value of, we go and find good people that you guys can frequent and use. And you guys use them because you think, man, my house needs to be washed. Go outside and look at your house. Has it got those streaks running down the top of the roof? Eh, well, you don't need a new roof in all likelihood. You just need to get the dadgum thing cleaned up. What about the brick you got on the north side of your house and the brick and the wood or the vinyl? You have a bunch of slime and mold and mildew and green and black stuff all over it. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way. Get in touch with Spencer over at Auburn House Wash and get that stuff cleaned up. Get it cleaned up. Auburn House Wash, AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH. They got a truck dedicated right here to the River Region, so don't be confused by the name. Bam, 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 bam. It says Auburn. They're going to come all the way from Auburn? No. You call them. They're going to have an invoice in your email inbox or a proposal in your email inbox, usually within an hour. They'll get you scheduled to be out there the next few days, and then easy peasy, fresh and breezy, lemon squeezy. It's that easy.
It's that
Knock
easy.
It Knock it out. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mowry sits to my right. I'm Baron Coleman. We're here on a daily basis from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. I saw this headline, and I'm not 100% sure what to make of it, because I can find no other information except from highly alternative news sources. Like, I'm not afraid of an alternative news source.
Right.
But I'm afraid of highly alternative news sources.
I understand.
Nevertheless, I'm reading it. FBI rocked by public suicide of top FBI agent who investigated the Clinton Foundation. FBI agents mourning the death of one of the Bureau's top financial crimes supervisor who reportedly shot and killed himself on a crowded nightclub dance floor, according to FBI insiders. Salvatore Cincinnati, a former Wall Street broker who joined the FBI in 2010, died last week during a night out after an FBI training session. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Of all the places you're going to kill yourself, why there? Cincinnati was supervisory special agent who spearheaded many of the FBI's high-profile and complex Wall Street investigations, including probing the finances of the Clinton Foundation. After leaving his Wall Street career, he was first assigned to the New York field office, later promoted to headquarters in Washington. He was a native New Yorker as well. Very, very bright guy, one FBI insider said. Such a young guy, it really gets you in the gut. He put in the hours, too, was always working hard. He was 41 years old. Dave, you know anybody 41?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty young.
It is young.
Reportedly out partying with FBI colleagues at the Container Bar, a trendy watering hole in Austin, Texas. Group had been drinking and dancing, according to sources. Late in the evening, Cincinnati reportedly turned a gun on himself on a crowded dance floor. Bar owner Bridget Dunlap did not respond to calls seeking information. That's just, you know, he's from New York where it's tough to have a gun. He lives in Washington, D.C., where you almost assuredly can't have a gun.
Just hanging out in Austin.
Hanging out in Austin? How do you get your gun from Washington, D.C. to Austin? I guess if he's in the FBI, he can carry a gun.
Yeah.
But he just shoots himself in the head on a dance floor?
Yeah.
Bro, she wasn't worth it. Witnesses at the nightclub say they were told to stay offline and keep quiet about the shooting. FBI has not commented on his death. According to his resume, he was a supervisory special agent in the Complex Financial Crimes Unit. He managed the FBI's financial crimes program for the Northeast region, was a detailee from the FBI to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Before working at the FBI headquarters, he led the financial crime investigations in the FBI's flagship New York field office. Conducted investigations involving market manipulation, corporate accounting fraud, Ponzi schemes, money laundering, insider trading, antitrust violations, among others. Worked prior to that as a fixed income trader.
Huh.
prior to joining the FBI, had an MBA in quantitative finance from NYU. That's crazy, though, right?
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I can't find anything about it, and nobody willing to go on the record. It's all just sourced to sources, FBI sources, FBI insider. So I don't know what to make of that. If so, it's possible he was suicided by the Clintons. Arkansided, they say. Joe Scarborough asked God's forgiveness for ever being a Republican. Why does anyone watch or listen to that guy? Oh, yeah. That's the headline. Joe Scarborough, former pretty conservative Republican, actually, back in the day.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I mean, wasn't he a...
He was a far-right winger.
He was a Gingrich guy. He came in 94, yeah. Right?
96. He came in the year after.
I mean, okay.
Same wave. You know who his big buddy was in when he was younger?
Mm-mm.
Law school or maybe not law school. It was not law school. It was a college. You know who's maybe his roommate? Rob Riley.
Oh.
And Scarborough went in with Bob Riley. Hmm. Class in Congress. Scarborough, former Florida congressman and current host of MSNBC's Morning Joe, tweeted Wednesday during the Robert Mueller testimony asking Jesus for forgiveness for being a Republican.
That's weird.
Jesus, forgive me for ever being a Republican, Scarborough wrote.
Now, I'm just going to say that in 1994, Scarborough won the Republican Party primary for Florida's 1st Congressional District, seated come open when 8-term Democratic incumbent Earl Dewitt Hutto announced his retirement. General election, Scarborough defeated the Democratic candidate.
I thought he was there in 96. He was there in 94. So he was the Gingrich wave.
Dave's just...
That's Matt Gaetz's seat now.
Yeah.
That's almost always... This guy was in his 20s or something when he was in there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, something he said...
He was 32.
Man, that's young.
Yeah.
Something he said is advice I've given to other people thinking of running for congressional office or federal office. Move your family up there. I know everybody gets a bang on you and says, is it bad in the district? No, move your family up there. So that way you go home to your wife and kids every night. And I think it might have kept a young intern in Scarborough's office alive had he done that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Joe Scarborough. At one time was very conservative. Obviously got compromised at some point. I talked to, I won't say who. He may not want me to say on air who it was. I don't think he would care. I talked to someone listening to yesterday's program that everybody listening to this program knows.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ever wanted to tell everybody, then he would have the platform to do that. But he told me yesterday that I really got him thinking about when I was talking about how compromised everyone in government was. And Joe Scarborough's a perfect example. Do you think Joe Scarborough, just as he got older in life, became a flaming left-wing lunatic?
I doubt it.
It ain't that good, Mika. It ain't that good. She ain't that hot.
No.
You ever seen her without makeup?
Nah.
She tells...
Look like her dad? Old the big new over here?
She tells a great story that when she worked at, I think, ABC or something, wherever she was for NBC... She came into the building and security wouldn't let her through because she didn't have makeup on. They didn't recognize her. Why do women wear makeup? It's a weird phenomenon if you think about it.
Yeah.
Honestly. Men don't wear... I mean, most men don't wear makeup.
Men don't wear makeup.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Men don't wear makeup. I think Ronald Reagan had a little rouge on the cheeks, though.
You know. Just remember... they, you know what they say, that if Nixon had just taken the makeup, he might have won the presidency in 1960.
Yeah, but...
Little did they know about a little place called Cook County, Barron.
I was going to say, I don't think that's true. I think they could have manufactured the votes to defeat him. Women wear makeup's a weird concept to me. Because... Why do we think men are okay when they have no eye makeup on, but women, when they don't have eye makeup on, are like, oh, they've disappeared. If I put on eye makeup, I'd look like a weirdo.
Yeah, or a member of, of Motley Crue.
It's just so weird to me, the whole concept. I just wish people would be themselves. I read a great Reddit thread the other day. Men, what do women think men like about women that men actually don't like about women? I can sum up the entire thread. Be real. The whole thread was like, they put on too much makeup. They act like they don't like certain foods because they think it's cute to eat like a bird. They act dumb and flighty instead of, you know, understanding the situation. I mean, there were all these, it all came down to just be who you are. Just be real. I'll give you an example. I think gray hair on a woman is kind of sexy. But you'll see women who obviously are like 93 years old still right. Coloring their hair. Let it go. I mean, it's a personal decision. I'm not telling anyone they can't color their hair. But let it go. Be real. Be who you are.
What if that's really them?
What, colored hair?
Yeah.
Like Elvis.
But they feel like that's their real self. You know?
I cannot believe Elvis was blonde. Yep. I don't believe it.
Okay, don't
I refuse to believe it. Is there a picture of blonde Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
You remember? No, you don't remember. The blonde Ralph Schumacher? Exactly.
No.
I'd like to see a picture of blonde Elvis. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know who's real? You know who you can just tell's real? Whoever this caller is. Wow, that's blonde Elvis.
I just blew Baron's mind.
I will never recover from what I just saw. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
What's up, Jason?
Jason, have you ever seen a picture of blonde Elvis?
Blonde Elvis?
Yeah.
No.
Don't.
Elvis Presley was blonde, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Apparently, the black hair was a.
I know a lot about music that people around here don't know.
Blonde Elvis.
I guess he stole his hair color from the same people he stole his music from. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
Hey, you didn't mean to drop the truth on him, did you?
Wow.
At 10:33, July 25th, a truth bomb just like landed right on the studio, Jason.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Hey, you don't got to apologize, bro. I get it.
Mean.
No, I wasn't mean. It ain't hate. It's facting.
It is. But not everybody.
They ain't ready for it.
Yeah. They're not. They love Graceland too much. They don't want to hear that. What I was calling for was because women don't wear makeup for men. They wear it for other women.
Go on. Like, I'm intrigued.
No, I mean, truthfully, like, women are, like, super, super critical of other women. Like, most of the time, men aren't. Like, most men, especially men that are, like, upstanding and, like, have some sense and maturity, like, they're not coming at a woman with like some crazy highfalutin like expectations. They just want somebody that's gonna cook for them and like rub their back sometimes. But like women are like, oh my God, look at her. She doesn't wear makeup or she doesn't do this or that. So I think most of the time women do what they do for women. They don't do it for men. Cause, like you said, if you ask most men, like if all the stuff women do is necessary, like to like get themselves ready or whatever, they're gonna say no. They're gonna be like, nah, she's good. I love her the way she is, blah, blah. And then, like, if they go out in public, another woman's going to see them and, like, give them side eyes and say, you know, they should wear makeup and perm their hair and wear certain outfits or whatever. So it's more or less a competition between women to, like, not, like, I guess to not be judged by other women.
Well, but, I mean, if the goal of humanity, and it is to pass the genetic code from one generation to the next... being a woman and impressing other women to the detriment of the men that can help you pass your genetic code onto the next generation seems, evolutionarily, I don't buy your explanation.
I mean, I get it. Plus, you want to see what you can't see a code if it's covered up by makeup, right? So you want to see what you're working with. But I think women. I'll put it like this. Women are super, super judgmental of other women more than what men are, and I think that influences some of the things they do. Now, I'm not a woman, so I can't like speak to that 1%, but that's my almost 40-year-old take is that women do a lot of things for other women and not as much for the men in their lives or sometimes the lack thereof.
Jason, appreciate the call. That's a hot take, Dave.
Sure.
I think he just called all women lesbians. I'm not sure.
No.
That's the way I interpreted it. Women like women more than men.
No, he said they're catty.
Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Heirloom Jewelers. Let me tell you about Troop Booth for a second. Let me tell you about this guy. If you ever have the opportunity to get by Heirloom Jewelers, and you all do, we all live around here, you know, within 30-minute, 45-minute drive of here. It's a signal that ain't that big, you know. You know, it's not like we're reaching Huntsville and Nashville and Charlotte, North Carolina, over the air. I mean, of course, we're reaching those places on the app, but if you're over the air and you're near Montgomery, get by Heirloom Jewelers at some point. Get by Heirloom Jewelers at some point. You will be amazed at the antique heirloom quality handmade jewelry pieces he has at his place. You'll be amazed by his ability to find anything you want. The ability to talk jewelry. You want to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing? The ability to talk directly to the owner, not the manager, not the general manager, not the sales professional, and nothing wrong with any of those types of people. But at Troop Booth's Heirloom Jewelers, you don't deal with those people. You deal directly with Troop Booth. So get by them when you get the opportunity on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. You can buy jewelry there. You can sell jewelry there. You can trade jewelry there. Really, really, really fascinating individual. Just talk to him jewelry for a little bit. If you like talking jewelry, he's a great guy to get by and talk to. You got a special lady in your life? Well, help her impress the other women. Go by and get her something. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Tesla are skidding, down more than 13% after the company backed off its goal of turning a profit this year. The company says it still aims to be profitable later this year, but it's putting the emphasis on increasing production and generating cash. Ford shares are also sharply lower, down more than 6% after a disappointing spring quarter. Baskin-Robbins is launching a couple of plant-based ice cream flavors. The new treats, chocolate chip cookie dough and non-dairy chocolate extreme, are both non-dairy and vegan. They're made with coconut oil and almond butter. And Hershey says it raised some prices in its spring quarter, but it didn't stop many chocolate lovers from buying its treats. Sales declined slightly, but because of higher prices, Hershey's quarter was on target. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi,
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
This nice little heat and humidity break is not going to last long, so enjoy it while it's here. Today, sunshine, another very tolerable humidity day with a high temperature in the upper 80s, clear skies, comfortably cool tonight. Not quite as cool as last night, but overnight low 68. Tomorrow's high around 90. Sunshine will be dominant. A little bit more humidity towards evening, I think. And then Saturday and Sunday, pretty much we're back to normal. Hot and humid, highs in the lower 90s, spotty random storms here and there over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at ASECU.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
In 43 minutes after 10 o'clock, there's some phone calls we're going to get to momentarily. My guys over at Jenkins Tire and Auto working a long day today. One of the reasons is, did you feel the weather outside?
Yes.
This morning? You know what I did the first thing when I woke up? Opened every window in my house.
My son walked outside, my oldest, and he goes, it's 76 degrees out here. I feel great.
It was 66 when I woke up. 66 degrees.
In the middle of the night.
I don't get up in the middle of the night. I get up at like 5.
Yeah.
But every window in the house got open.
Anything before 5 is still the middle of the night.
If it's the 4s, I lay back down.
I got you.
If it's like 4:30, sometimes I get up, but usually I lay back down.
Yeah.
But if it's 5, 5:15, and I get up, what are you going to lay back down for what? 10 minutes, 30 minutes?
Uh-huh.
You know, no man needs to sleep after 5:30.
Hey.
I mean, the sun's about to come up.
That's what should wake you up.
Yeah, but if you take that philosophy, aren't you going to sleep at like 8 o'clock or like 4:30 in the afternoon in the winter?
Maybe.
And sleeping at like 9?
Maybe.
It's my kind of life, actually.
I know, right? Why are you hating?
Anyway, the guys at Jenkins Tire and Auto are having a great day because the weather's a little cool. And, man, everybody's just whistling Dixie today. Everybody's in a little better mood when the weather's cool like
yes.
this. Fewer people get murdered today.
Yes.
Yeah?
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. It's just one of those kinds of days. So get by Jenkins.
Those crimes of passion.
Yeah. Hot under the collar. Get by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're one block off of Madison on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Just one block off of Madison, right downtown. Like, just as downtownish as you can get. I mean, they are one block from City Hall, if you want to know how downtown they are. One block north of City Hall. So goodbye, Jenkins Tire and Auto. They can work on anything. They're fantastic. They can do fleet maintenance. They can do individual vehicle maintenance. They can get you on a maintenance plan. You can follow the manufacturer's suggested maintenance schedule, and your car will last a long, long time. Cars are meant to last 300,000 or 400,000 miles now.
Yeah.
People don't because they don't do the scheduled maintenance, and they end up. But no car, you know, back in like 83, you bought an 83 Toronado, and it'd go 80,000 miles, and everything would break at once. They designed it that way. They don't do that anymore. They design cars that never die. You know, some people really take care of their cars. They get 500,000-600,000 miles.
Right.
So think about that. Take your stuff by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're going to help make the most of your car. It's 14 minutes till the top of the hour. It's beautiful outside. What does Rich Thomas say it is right now? Look at the Rich Thomas weather app. Only 84.
I'd say it's mid-80s.
84. Our friend Clabe would say that's the best temperature.
True.
Joel.
Hey, Elvis, man, either blonde or red hair,
back and kissing Cousins. That wasn't his natural hair color, but you could see what he looked like as a blonde or a green head. I forgot which color his hair was.
Okay.
He played a dual role in kissing Cousins.
Right.
One of them, So, do you remember if it was blonde hair or red hair that he had?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't either, but, you talking about, folks not being murdered on the day unless you in Montgomery. If you're in Montgomery, you'll have to get killed any time.
You get killed walking your dog.
Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. Our number 272922.
I don't think that you can get killed any time in Montgomery more so than just about anywhere else.
No, yeah. I mean, look.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Don't go to prostitutes. Don't buy and sell drugs.
And be aware of your surroundings.
I mean, those two things are not hard to do.
Correct.
I mean, you don't have to, like, you're not living a tough life by avoiding going to prostitutes and buying and selling drugs.
Well.
You avoid those two things.
Maybe you're not.
Like, 98% of the people that get shot in Montgomery are engaged in one of those two things.
Right.
Don't engage in those two things, and you're down, like, with the 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there may be like 5 murders a year that are not one of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and if we only had 5 murders a year, we'd be like Norway. So, stay away from the whores. Stay away from the drugs. At least the hard drugs. Clint.
Hey, good day, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good, but your last call took my thunder. That's what I was going to mention, the movie Kissing Cousins.
Uh-huh.
If you can find it. Today.
Is that the one where he's both black-headed and blonde-headed in the same movie?
Yes, they're cousins, and they're kind of like hillbillies. I had a friend, he had a picture of Elvis. Elvis was 16, taken in high school. Mm-hmm. And his hair was kind of blonde and red.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was right on that. He wasn't a dark-headed person. Yeah, in high school, he was kind of a blondish red. So,
there we go.
And he died. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You know who he was trying to look like?
Who?
Tony Curtis.
Yeah?
Tony Curtis. He was a movie star that Elvis really had a liking for. And he had jet black hair, so he dyed it jet black. I did a little research during the break.
Jamie Lee Curtis's dad.
Any inspiration for the character Pony Boy Curtis?
Probably.
I mean, I've always wondered it. But didn't Pony Boy have blonde hair? Didn't he bleach
it? No, he bleached it. Remember when they were hiding out?
Yeah, he
stay
old,
Pony Boy.
Because you know why I know that? Not that I remember the movie Outsiders that well. But when we were in college, this was during the Eminem phase, and everybody was bleaching their hair bright white. And a friend of mine bleached his hair, and it didn't take all the way, and it ended up kind of that orangish color.
Yeah.
And we came home, and they actually lived next door to me, but his roommate died laughing when he walked in the door, and he goes, What? Why are you laughing? He goes, you look like Pony Boy Curtis.
I mean, you deserve to be clowned for that.
We'll be back. It's 10 till. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circles.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000. $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pizza Kitchen, the special this week, Dave, wonderful.
Oh, it's fire.
You had it yesterday.
It's so good.
I was going to eat the special four times this week. I've had it twice. I had spaghetti and meatballs yesterday.
I'm on two, and we got two more days.
I might go today. I got to go up to Prattville right after the show. I might go to the Midtown location.
Wow.
I got to go to my tattoo guy.
Right.
I got to drop off an idea. I got to drop off an idea. I might get some new work, Dave.
I hear you.
But I might go to the Prattville location, which at lunch is frankly, I know the folks at Zelda don't want me to say this, but from downtown, it's almost as quick to get to the Prattville location as the Zelda Place location. You don't have to fight traffic.
It's true.
Parking, I mean, incredible parking right next to the door. So the Prattville location is amazing, and I think that may be where I go. I'm going to get the special up there. But I got the special Monday and Tuesday. I got spaghetti and meatballs Wednesday. And I think I'm going to get the special today. I might just eat at Midtown every day this week.
Just to say I've done it.
The Tuscan shrimp is unbelievable. When I told you it was a light cream sauce, did I lie to you?
So good.
It's the lightest cream. It's still a cream sauce, but it's the lightest light cream sauce you've ever had. And it is unbelievably delicious. That Tuscan seasoning they throw in there. The shaved Parmesan.
It's light.
It's light. It's refreshing. It's crisp.
Damn shrimp's good, too.
Big, juicy Gulf shrimp. Destin Connection Gulf Shrimp. I mean, big, juicy, succulent Gulf Shrimp. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. If you go with the group, order the cheese bread. You know what you guys ought to do? Let me just suggest one quick thing before we get out of this ad. If you run an office, have Midtown Pizza Kitchen cater lunch about once a month. Just get on a regular schedule, third Thursday or second Tuesday or whatever. Let everybody know on that day you're going to provide lunch. You're going to get more productivity out of them. It's a great team-building exercise. People hanging out, sitting together, not everybody off by themselves eating at their desk or running up to the fast food place real fast. But also, they're not gone for an hour and a half. They sit in there, they eat for 15 or 20, 30 minutes, and they go back to work. You get an extra half hour productivity out of them that day. Get on a regular schedule. Have Midtown Pizza Kitchen cater. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Our number 272-9228. We talked about this federal judge blocking the asylum restrictions, so we don't need to go into that. Michael Moore panning the Mueller testimony, he and others. Chuck Todd, who has the pudding ring.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Todd says, on optics, this was a disaster. What the hell reason was he up there if not for optics? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't up there for substance. He released a report that had all the substance in it.
Oh, it did? We didn't bother to read it.
Well, I mean, even if you didn't bother to read it, it's accessible, it's searchable.
I'm just saying that none of those congressmen bothered to read it either.
It was optics. They just wanted, wanted Mueller, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words,
mm-hmm.
a video's worth 1,000 pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted the video of Mueller slashing and burning Trump to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they got a confused old man thinking it was applesauce time, and he just soiled his diapers at the retirement home. Huh? What? What page were we on? 119. Where am I? Is Nixon still president? Oh, Reagan, that's right. ANC News senior national correspondent, ABC News, senior national correspondent Terry Moran tweeted, Impeachment's over. CNN's Oliver Darcy tweeted, "Seems pretty clear to me at this point that Mueller is not the best spokesperson for his own report." Yahoo News resident Michael Isikoff even agreed, quote, "Mueller seems increasingly befuddled." Never Trumper Bill Kristol couldn't even find a silver lining. Michael Moore, though, Michael Moore had the best. Michael Moore's the famed documentarian.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling for Columbine. What was the one he did on? Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, you know the premise for Bowling for Columbine was incorrect, right?
What?
They were in a bowling class, but they didn't go bowling the day before and then go shoot up their school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But that's like the whole premise is that it's so easy for them to get guns and they were psychopaths or whatever.
Yeah.
They just, you know,
they were obviously psychopaths.
Did you ever watch the video?
Yeah. I've read a couple books about it.
You know, the fact that, what was it, 23 years ago, 24 years ago? The fact that all these years later we remember...
It's 20 years.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
Yeah, it was 20 years on April 20th. 99.
Yeah, was it, they did it because, was it Waco or Oklahoma City?
They never really said that, like, what the motive was, except that, like, one of them was a psycho. And the other one was, like, super suicidal.
Michael Moore said, "All you pundits and moderates and lame Democrats who told the public to put their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller, just STFU from now on," which is slang for shut the up.
Shut up.
Called Mueller a frail old man, unable to remember things, stumbling, refusing to answer basic questions. "I said it in 2017, and Mueller confirmed it today." Who's this?
This is Mr. McGraw.
Hey, Mr. McGraw.
Okay, talking about Elvis Presley's hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the list. Oh, go ahead.
For real.
Go ahead.
I have a real good friend in Branson, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Named Jerry Presley, his cousin.
Okay.
And I just called him, and he said Elvis had brownish blonde hair. He has a scrapbook of when they grew up.
How old is his cousin now? Elvis would be ancient. How old is his cousin?
That would be like 90, right? I mean, he wouldn't be. I mean, he'd be old, but he's not like he wouldn't.
No,
be dead,
no, he's not. He's not old. He's still performing.
Talking about Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
You said your friend grew up with him.
No, the friend is Elvis's cousin, Jerry Presley.
Very good.
And he said that Elvis had brownish blonde hair. And he told me if we was ever back up there that he's got a scrapbook of him and Elvis growing up riding the bicycles and swimming in the creek and swimming from tree to tree and everything.
Elvis was going to be 84.
Oh, that's all? Yeah. Man, he lived a hard life. He looked older than that when he died.
Yeah, he died at
42. Well, you know what got him, don't you?